Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Flick Face Podcast. I'm your co-host, Tyler, joined as always by your other co-host, Jonah, your other co-host, Johnny, and your other co-ghost, Brian.
This is Brian. I thought we were going to do quad host.
Yo, just co-ghost, because you're a ghost. Yeah, that's what I was looking for. And this week, we're going over Guardians of the Galaxy 3, but really quick. Grace. Johnny, did you watch the movie?
Let me ask Jonah. Jonah, did you watch the movie?
Volume 3.
Volume 3?
That's what it's called.
Did you watch it?
I did watch it.
Hey, did guess you? What? I also watched it.
Did you watch it too? I you did. Both watched it together? Together?
Yeah. Together.
Yeah, we were holding hands.
Eating popcorn.
Do you know the lengths I had to go through to get you to watch this movie?
I don't know the lengths, actually. Can you explain to the audience? Because so, you've got our entire audience involved.
Yeah, pretty much.
The entirety of it.
Well, I was like, I have a feeling like, I mean, they're just not going to listen to me, but I was like, maybe if I could like get a bunch of people to text both of them, like, that
you know,
would work.
Each reminder that I was getting from a different person was pushing me farther away from the movie.
You know, all it took was texting Holly. You just text Holly, and Holly texts me and say, okay, and then I text John, you want to go see? He's like, okay.
Yeah.
All you had to do was just text Holly.
I realized that Holly was the key. Holly was the key for you.
Yes.
John, I thought that maybe if I could get his whole family to do it. So shout out to Marsha for
I think I was the key
starting
for John.
The text
good on, Marsha.
Attack.
Yeah, I got the text after Jonah and I had already agreed to go and gotten our tickets.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yep. Yep.
Well, I guess I didn't need to do anything at all. The thing that's tricky about you guys is that you don't keep people in the loop.
We did it on purpose.
We don't respond.
This was on purpose.
To you on purpose. For other people, it's just I'm just kind of floating in existence, and I don't really react to much.
As soon as you get
when you do it though, I do it on purpose.
You get too a maniac, and then it's kind of funny for us not to respond.
Yeah.
So we don't respond.
Right, remember when he built that little Lego Bionicle thing?
I literally ended a podcast early, just for a joke.
That was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
When I'm going to have something really important, you guys aren't going to respond. I'm going to like be dead in a ditch.
It'd be so funny.
Brian, did you watch the movie?
Yes.
Did you like it?
Yes.
Did you love it?
It was a very good movie.
Who's your favorite person?
Santa Claus.
I would say Drax stole the show.
Drax was really funny. I really enjoyed Mantis in this movie.
Mantis
was very good. I wanted more Adam Warlock, just because I like the Adam Warlock character.
Adam Warlock's good.
Eyebrows guy?
Eyebrows
I gotta
guy.
Say, I like the movie a lot. I would say, I haven't seen the first Guardians of the Galaxy movie in a long time. I think this is the best Guardians movie.
This is on par. I can't say definitively which one's better, but this
I'm
is
have
on par with
the
one.
First
yeah,
one.
This is on par with one.
I think that the movies are ranked in the order that they were released.
One,
first
two,
one is the best. Second one was better than this one. This one was
what?
Fine.
You think second one was
this
better?
This one was fine. You didn't like this?
I like this movie. I have some problems with it.
Oh my God.
Some letdowns.
How?
Of course he does.
Some letdowns?
Yeah.
Hold on. You're going to say second movie to me was boring as all get out.
The second movie had key moments that I'm like, okay, this is good. But overall, the second movie was
terrible.
Like, most of this movie could have just been a short.
It was
I'm gonna have to look into it, but I swear I bet it was Disney that pressured this movie into not being as good because of the ending.
What?
Because there's all of this.
What do you mean pressure?
This movie
everybody agrees this is one of the best Marvel movies.
This movie was like sad, easily. And they kept building up to like this is gonna be a sad movie. You're gonna cry. Everyone says you're gonna cry. They keep like implying that someone's gonna die at the end of this movie. This is where the Guardians split up.
I mean,
I need to take away the distraction for you guys.
Yeah, why do you have a screen going?
A lot of people did die.
Okay, the Guardians. People thought that at least one or two of them was going to die, but instead they all kind of just like split up.
Technically, one of the Guardians did die.
Technically.
Yeah.
Who?
I mean, Rocket died.
Rocket died.
Rocket Raccoon.
Yeah.
He was brought back.
I don't know. They just kept building up to him dying, and then for him not to die, and everyone just split up and be like, all right, we're splitting up for now.
That's comic books, though, man.
If we ever need to
nobody ever truly dies.
I mean, in reality.
But from a business standpoint, don't you understand that?
I do, and that's why I don't like it. It's because it was a business. I'm like, make it a good movie besides just trying to make. You have so much money,
but,
Disney.
But they have to do both. They can't just get rid of characters willy-nilly.
They could. They did it with Gamora.
Those characters are very.
And they brought Gamora back.
But they brought her back.
Yeah, and I'm fine with that. But like, if they would have killed off Rocket and he got brought back later, I'd been fine with him having a good send-off now and then them do some BS to bring him back. I mean, I'm fine with that.
They killed off Groot.
Yeah, exactly. But even they brought him back that same movie, though.
Not the same Groot.
Different Groot. New kind Groot. Baby Groot.
I don't know. I just thought like they were building up to so much more and it just kind of being like fizzling out at the end.
Okay. I don't know the specifics, so I'll ask the meteorologist because he has the meteor in his ologist. How long can you survive in space before you need to die?
A couple minutes.
He would have died.
It's not.
He would have. I think
he should have
died. You survive.
I believe.
Because I mean, by the time his face is bloating, though, I think.
I think that's too far.
I think when Adam touched him, he brought him back.
Adam Warlock does have like. I'm not exactly sure what his powers are, but
he's a prodigy.
He basically like. Well, he's like a god.
Yeah. It sort of brings me to my first. I mean, shall we get into it?
Shall we get into the... Yeah.
And now it's time for the first segment of the show. The segment we like to call, right, Brian? Lamps and Slams.
Boo!
Oh. Co-ghost. This is a segment of the show where we discuss things we like about the movie, the lamps, things we don't like, the slams. Here's my first slam. Whoa, a new Marvel character that can shoot energy beams out of his hands?
He's not new.
Never seen that before. He's new to the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
No, he's not.
To the Marvel Cinematic Universe. All we saw was his egg. We've never seen the man until now.
Oh, really? I got to chew into the microphone.
Is it loud?
Wait, who? Oh, wait, who was it? Both of you.
Stop eating the Skittles.
They're so good.
Stop eating the Skittles.
Why are there so many red Skittles? Why?
Because they're the cheapest ones to make.
The best flavor.
Red Dye 40? Is that the bad one?
Yep. They're all bad.
I thought Skittles were getting banned in California because of one of the ingredients they have.
Yeah, they had titanium dioxide, and let's read the ingredients. Do they still have the titanium dioxide? Yes, they do. They still have the titanium dioxide.
All right, you could survive in space for about a minute, but after about 15 seconds, the lack of oxygen to the brain will make you pass out.
Right.
Okay. So he could have survived that, maybe.
That may have been a minute.
He is part god, so you know.
Not anymore. That's true. Remember, he gave it up.
Did he?
He gave it up when he destroyed Ego.
I have a slamp.
De-godded.
I have a slamp, and it's because of that. What you just mentioned. What's everyone's power? What's everyone's pain tolerance? They seem to be getting shot by lasers and Rocket's dead, but then, you know, not everyone dies from that. And I don't know.
And that's when I just turn my brain off and I just let it happen, baby.
Drax is like tough and strong. He's like durable.
He's like a warrior.
So he can get shot at and he'll be okay.
It kind of reminds me of like Kratos from God of War.
What about Mantis? Mantis like falls straight on her neck when they fall into that pit. And she was fine.
I think she must be durable too, I'm guessing. She's a little bit more durable than like a human being.
She fell on her neck.
She is part god.
Did she not give that up?
Oh, well, no, she would have given up too.
Well, she wouldn't have given up.
That's just, I mean, it's going to be a slamp for every single Marvel movie I watch.
How did the Sputnik dog, how did he get his telekinesis powers?
I want to say... I'm not really sure.
I want to say it's radiation from being launched into space.
Yeah, it was like, I think it was a regular dog that like got some kind
of something. Well, because it's the dog that was launched into space from the Russian.
They got the same dog? How'd they do that?
Yeah, that's Power Disney, baby.
Bob Iger's got deep pockets.
Was it the same type of dog? They sent a golden retriever up?
Yeah, they sent a golden.
That's so sad. Yeah. At least send like a mutt.
Yeah, right? It's probably because they're trying to take a jab at the Americans or something. Like, oh, your household dog, it's in space now.
It's flying over you in our spaceship. I actually didn't. It was too much with the dog. Like the whole bad dog joke, I felt like they drew it out too long.
It was
kind of annoying.
It was two characters in the movie that weren't needed until the end.
They had to keep them in the movie, the whole movie, just because they needed them at the
end.
Wasn't the one guy James Gunn's brother? So it's like kind of in there for nepotism.
Speaking of James Gunn, I did see today.
Hey, James, can I be in another one of your movies, please?
James Gunn did say that if the Guardians of the Galaxy were to fight the original six Avengers, Guardians would win.
Really?
I don't believe that just because of the Hulk.
Now, is he saying this from a standpoint of he's making the movie? And Thor. Or
no, he's standpoint from what he believes on the MCU Guardians versus the MCU Avengers. Thor and Hulk, I think, just destroy them.
Again, another slam is, how do we judge this? There's no like way to like measure this.
Mainly,
what are the rules?
What I see is their one interaction in Infinity War. When Peter holds up Spider-Man and it's just Stark and Doctor Strange, they were on even ground for the most part.
Who were? Doctor Strange and Spider-Man?
Doctor Strange, Iron Man, and Spider-Man versus the Guardians that were there, which were Mantis.
What movie is this?
Infinity War. Right before they crashed
on... It's when they were like in like the spaceship.
Oh, there. Okay. That's
heading towards Titan.
Yeah. I'm from Oklahoma or whatever that joke.
Like, who is Gamora? Yeah. Why is Gamora?
That was when Marvel was at its peak.
Peak Marvel.
That was the peak movie.
You know, it was funny when we were sitting there in the movie theater and the trailers were going, and it was whatever new Captain Marvel movie.
Dude.
And I was just like, I was so just annoyed. I'm like, just Marvel's too much for me. I don't want to watch any more Marvel movies. And I'm like, oh, wait, I'm going to see a Marvel movie.
We're in a Marvel movie.
It was just funny, that realization.
Which,
I'm going to be more choosy about the Marvel movies I see from now on. Yes. Like Ant-Man, I'm thinking I'm done with Ant-Man.
Let me just say this.
Quantumania kind of took it out of me.
Crossed me too many times.
Yeah. Let me clarify again that the problems I do have with this movie, I still really enjoyed it, and I thought it was a good movie.
That's how you enjoy movies, by pooping on them, essentially.
Well, no, I'm not pooping on the entire movie. I enjoyed most of it.
You're pooping the movie.
I enjoyed most of it.
Do you have any lamps and slamps, Jonah?
I do. I've said some already.
Did you structure them in the lamp and slamp form?
I did. I just did the slamp with the
power. Why are your hands shaking? Stop having shaky hands.
Look, he's only had one sip of alcohol. He needs at least a glass before the...
My hands are as steady as a surgeon.
So I have a lamp.
Yeah, what do you...
I really enjoy the concept of the organic space station.
Yeah,
that was. I feel like the organic space station
was a
rip-off. It should have played a bigger role because as soon as they start cutting in, the organic creature should have been like.
Correct. I thought that was what happen. I thought would.
I don't think it was a creature. I think it was just built out of living.
It was built out, but it was
just like a big stem cell.
Right. Station. Yeah. That's what they were peeving it out to be. It was just built out of.
Reminding me of,
I thought it would have like some sort of tissue.
Like there was literally an eye in the middle of it, and it would be like looking around.
Right.
It reminded me of the Expanse series. It's on Amazon. I haven't finished the series yet, but I've been reading the books, and it's kind of the same thing where there's the living organism that creates space stations.
Mm-hmm. Right. There's a living organism that creates.
It's the space what is it called? The something.
Orgalorg?
I can't.
I think that might be it.
Yeah, I think you have to add an extra O somewhere though.
Something protein or I don't know. It doesn't matter. It just reminded me of that.
I have a lamp.
Yeah, what do you
got? Nathan Fillion. Expecting him in the movie.
He's right there.
He was a good addition to it, I thought.
He was an animated character in the first Guardians of the Galaxy.
Was he really?
And now he's a real boy.
Do you know what animated character he was?
He was the blue guy in prison who was like checking out Peter Quill, and he was like, oh, you look beautiful, or whatever he said.
I don't know. And now he hates his little people that work under him. He's always making weird jokes.
I like this guy.
I liked when they first introduced him, and he was like, oh, yeah, I put like the combustor thing in there. And he was like, oh, yeah. And he's like,
I made that up. I do have to say, as a lamp, I enjoyed the majority of the jokes.
They were more thought out.
Yes. Yeah. I do agree with Jonah. The good dog, bad dog joke lasted too long, but they didn't tend to repeat jokes within the movie.
I thought the second one had that problem of it was like the same Drax jokes. Oh, and even though it was Drax making a lot of the same jokes, I don't know. I feel like
the second one did, and that's why I put it lower amongst the three movies.
Yeah.
I do have a slam regarding that station, though. When they show up there and what's-your-face is like, they've got like two impenetrable shields, and then like they just breeze past the shields like nothing happened.
Nothing.
They should have said, "Oh yeah, the defenses, you know, they're pretty strong. But we could pass them pretty easily."
Right. To say impenetrable would imply
you cannot get past it.
To me, I took it as though like it's so effortless for like Peter Quill. He's gotten to the status and the skill set that it's just kind of an effortless job for him to.
The Star-Lord, is he not?
He's a Star-Lord, man.
He's a Star-Lord.
Star-Lord.
Here's a lamp. Rocket's friends are truly terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Truly, those creatures were hideous.
Floor the bunny.
Floor was very disturbing.
In the trailer,
the big walrus was very disturbing.
In the trailer, the only prosthetics I saw were Lila's arms.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I didn't see that the walrus was in the wheelchair, basically.
Yep.
And then the two motorized. Like,
why would they make that?
And then the spider rabbit.
Because this guy was mentally ill.
The guy was a psychopath.
I guess so.
He was a psychopath.
How is that improving?
Because he was just like, can I do this?
Well, he also straight up said this batch of animals didn't mean anything, so he kind of just cobbled them together.
Straight up an experiment.
He just wanted to make them smart so we could use them.
Like, okay, I can enhance them with robotics. Like, how far can I take this? Okay,
I do see that the walrus being more mobile, the otter being able to use its hands better, and the spider being less cute. I mean, the rabbit being less cute.
Yeah, it's the only function it has.
It's all you can
make it terrifying.
Man.
Just muzzle it. It's so it doesn't become prey. It becomes a predator. That's how I see it.
I guess so, yeah.
Ooh, predator bunny. Yeah, I will say, this is a very disturbing movie overall.
This is the most James Gunn Guardians of the Galaxy
movie. Jonah's niece and nephew were in the movie theater when we went and saw it, and when... When what was the villain's name? What was his name?
The High Evolutionary.
Yeah, High Evolutionary. When he's sitting there with his face off, it's just like a deformed. Like I heard Marcus go, "Hey Evan, are you okay?"
It was pretty terrifying.
I'm just sitting there, I'm like, I guess this is pretty intense for a Marvel movie.
Everything involving him, there's such deeper meanings behind everything, and it was very gruesome he was doing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just what
big
really
terrifying pig monster.
What really got me?
That thing scared
another
the hell
lamp.
Me.
War pig.
Another lamp was how I enjoyed. Well, I didn't enjoy, but how they created the monsters with in the capsules.
Yeah,
the transformation of progressing them over eons of evolution would show step by step how they would advance.
I have a slamp regarding that. Why at the end of the movie does he have a bunch of kids? If he's progressing them through evolution, why are they all kids, not adults?
I saw that as they're not actually kids. They're hamsters, which are small. That's how I saw it.
Yeah, they're like genetically engineered.
Interesting.
Remember he was saying that like they can live on like 40 calories a day and they're always happy.
Because
he had one in a hamster from scratch.
I'm assuming that that all the creatures he created still keep their lifespan. So hamsters have a short lifespan compared to the turtle and the monkey that he was creating before.
Monkey. I love a good monkey.
That turtle that was violent was terrifying too.
That was very frightening. Yes.
That evolution process.
All of the creatures.
Disturbing.
Even the ones that were like perfected were very, very like disturbing to look at. Like, I don't know why they had to choose bats as the family that helps them.
I know. The whole time I was just unsettled by the bat people.
And I understand no matter who they spoke with, wouldn't be able to like really talk to them or communicate. But bats of all things aren't very nurturing or helpful. So why
these bats were?
The wife was. I 100% know the dad said F word when he asked about the car.
That takes me to a lamp. They had one F word, and I think they used it perfectly.
The perfect use.
They could have made a whole show about it. He's just.
All right, what do I do now?
Open the door.
Here's a lamp. I like War Pig. I wish there was more War Pig.
War Pig everywhere.
War Pig was cool.
Oh, there was big War Octopi.
Yeah, there was Big War Octopus. He was like, he seemed like he was mixed with something else. He was like,
no. The whole army of them that went flying out when they were doing
the Hellspawn. The Hellspawn.
They weren't all octopuses.
Yeah, I
think they're all.
They're a mix.
All I know is that when they introduced those, it was like a scene straight out of Alien.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. Where the boss gets woken up and then everyone is in their little capsules, waking up ready to engage. That was terrifying. Also, the amount of them that came out of the ship.
Did the whistle guy kill all of them? Because there was quite a few, and all of a sudden, like, they just cleared up.
So a lot of them died outside between the ships shooting at him, and then when they got inside, I think, he kind of
got... Well, it's a slide that he did.
At first, he didn't know how to, but then he had the vision of Yondu and said, "Use your heart, boy!" And then suddenly, he could do it perfectly.
Yeah.
Because he had to use his heart.
I think it's because he's James Gunn's brother.
I think that's part of it, too, is that James wanted him to sort of have this big moment so that maybe he could get his own work in the future and he didn't have to keep putting
but
his
all of that
in his own
scene
movies.
Was actually just a build up to the dog doing the dog thing, and then the dog was there for a good dog.
Yes.
Right.
Yep. And the payoff was there.
It killed one enemy.
One enemy. Good dog.
But it saved James Gunn's brother.
the most important cargo.
He can't cut off till he gets his own movie.
I feel like every day, like, James Gunn would, like, he'd drive, you know, to the set, and then his brother would, like, be in the passenger seat, or, like, maybe even, like, the back. Like, he'd be, like, taking a nap. Like, he'd wake up, like, oh, okay, I'm going to go, like, take more of a nap in my trailer. Let me know when you're ready for me. And then everyone, like, hated James Gunn's like brother.
A little set princess.
Yeah. I hope that's not true, but.
I do have a lamp.
Okay.
It was absolutely hilarious because when I watched this movie with Addie, she's like, they look like baguettes. All the soldiers that were inside the space station.
Oh, the big Olvis boys.
They look like loaves of bread.
Yeah, they kind of look like the Michelin man.
Yeah. I'm like, they couldn't have made them look different, more.
I like that they look like that.
That's the Guardians universe. Everything is kind of
wonky. Everything's a little wacky. Yeah. Yep.
But every time they came up on screen, I'm just like, ha, baguette.
You and Eddie wouldn't got baguettes afterward?
No.
Have you ever eaten just a straight up baguette?
I've eaten half. I haven't eaten the full one.
A baguette, just straight up, if it doesn't have butter or anything, it's too.
Yeah,
too
dry, I eat butter.
Here's one for you. Baguette, butter, brie.
What is a baguette?
Do you toast this brie at all? Do you melt it? Do you just
you want it? Well, you want at least on. Let it set at like room temperature.
Oh, so it can easily
schmear. Yeah,
gotcha.
Butter, brie, gotcha. Baguette.
Mm. What about
triple B?
What about baguette in soup?
That's good too. I mean, just a baguette. Generally.
What if you hollow out the baguette and then pour soup into the baguette? And
use it as a straw.
That is a good idea. Could you imagine how quickly you could eat your soup with that large of a straw?
You'd be
unstoppable.
If you could suck the soup up, I'd like to see that.
Oh, I could suck the soup up. I could suck it up right now. Give me a baguette and a bowl of soup, and I'll show you an empty bowl. You know what I mean? Here's a lamp. This is how you do a villain. He does awful, scary, disturbing things, and you show him doing those things.
He's doing it.
Not like Kane. Or Kang. Mm-hmm. Not like Kang, where you're like, this guy's so scary. Oh my gosh, like, you don't want to mess with this guy because he does really scary stuff. I'm not even going to tell you. I'm not even going to say what specifically it is, but he's bad news. Let me just say that. And we're all supposed to be afraid of this guy just because one character's like, yeah, I saw, oh man, oh, you don't want him, not this guy.
I don't even remember. Is Kang still a thing?
I think that guy's canceled now.
They got to switch it up. Yeah.
There's no way they're going to continue on with that. No. They're going to have to.
There's too much against
them. They're probably just going to replace the
actor. Oh, he got canceled?
He got canceled.
You did hear that Namor also got recently.
No.
Who?
They're losing Namor? These guys left and right.
Who? From Black Panther 2?
Namor.
I never saw Black Panther 2.
Oh, that guy. Really?
Yeah, for sexual assault.
Oh, no.
Why is everybody... Stop sexual assaulting people! What's wrong with just waiting for consent? And if someone says no, then you move on to someone else who might say yes. Somebody says no and you're going to keep going for it? Just move on!
They're movie stars, Tyler.
I know!
They're going to say yes because of implication. Yeah, I don't even know if King's... I think the last Marvel movie I saw was Ant-Man 1, and I think King was in it.
Ant-Man 1?
No, the last Ant-Man 1.
The last Ant-Man movie.
From the Quantumania.
Yeah.
I don't know what else has come out since then.
It's been that one and then this one.
Okay.
He's supposed to be like the main bad guy of like
this. I think I missed a bunch.
He's supposed to be the new Thanos.
Yeah. And now he's gone.
So. Which I was kind of fine with there didn't have to be this huge overarching villain in this movie. It was just like a simple,
what I really liked about this movie. It literally had nothing to do with the other movies.
It was just them trying to save Rocket.
Saving Rocket.
I agree. That's a lamp for me because I went to this movie thinking, oh, this big bad's going to be a big bad for like one and then maybe dribble into the next movie. Hello, morons.
Use
a lamp. Kaiju Groot.
That was good. That was that.
Kaiju Groot was sick.
No, Kaiju Groot.
At the start of the movie, I was a little upset because Groot wasn't doing anything. He was staying at the ship.
Yeah.
As soon as he was actually part of the scenes, he was very impressive.
I feel like he's one of the coolest characters. No. Just
he is. I feel like they used each character. Yeah, wisely. That's what they did. Yes. The movie.
They thought everyone
the character wasn't gonna like play their part. Boom.
Everyone had their moment in this movie to prove, because that's what the whole movie was about. The characters figuring out who they actually are,
mm-hmm.
and what their purpose is. That was the goal.
Purpose is to split up.
Yep.
Everyone except for Peter, because technically he didn't find a purpose.
He found his grandpa. His grandpappy.
Well, yeah, but he's returning, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah, now he's going from lily pad to swimming now.
Right.
Now he's swimming.
So who knows what the next movie involving him, if it's going to involve the Guardians
I thought Guardians are completely done.
I think Guardians
are the last Guardians.
Because
this is supposed to be the last Guardians movie.
Because Gunn is not
involved. I believe Gunn is gone. And then Drax and Gamora are also done.
I heard Gunn's brother's going to take over.
Oh, they're actually just going to do a spinoff based off his character. It's just going to be him and Cosmo.
Cracklin' and Cosmo.
You know, he's not Guardians the best actor.
No.
He's not the worst.
But he's not the best.
He offends as a Ravager. He's there because he's his brother.
Yeah.
Or whatever he was. Yes.
The character being played, I believe, fits him perfectly.
That's yeah.
Because the character is meant to be like that.
Kind of goofy. Yeah. Kinda.
Do you guys think that Chris Pratt's a good actor? I feel like he is at some point in the movie.
Chris Pratt is good at playing Chris Pratt.
Yeah, I feel like there's just some scenes in this movie where
he doesn't have a lot of range.
Yeah.
He can play this guy. Yeah. That's about it. Like, he's the same guy in, like, Jurassic World, you know? Like,
oh, what was the Amazon movie that he was in? The Time War?
Tomorrow War.
Tomorrow War. Yeah.
That was a good movie.
He was Chris Pratt in that, same guy. Too.
Yep. He's just Chris Pratt.
Yep.
He's Chris Pratt. There's nothing wrong with that. Lamb. Big cannon.
Big ol' eye cannon.
But only one shot.
But only one shot, which was like, oh.
That's all you need, though. Destroy the ship.
It's purely,
it did.
Like,
it did mess it up.
Purely intimidation. Once, this is what we can do to you.
Imagine just that big old celestial skull coming out of the sky at you.
Big old eye cannon.
Yep.
I would do it.
I'd fly away.
You would fly away?
I'd fly away.
Like Adam Warlock?
Who's Adam Warlock?
He's the guy who could shoot energy.
Who was at the beginning?
I didn't know that was in the movie.
I didn't know that. He was complaining the whole time, though. The entire time.
That scene, because I've seen like memes of him flying. I didn't know that was in this movie.
So that was a lamp of mine. I really like the opening. It's really slow, kind of somber, but it's kind of like not at the same time. And then all of a sudden, it's just like dun 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 dun. He just comes flying in out of nowhere. I was like, oh, all right, guess we're doing this now.
I liked it though. Like, it just kind of hits the ground running. You know, just
did what it needed to do.
Yeah, I did, because I really hate it when like a character's introduced and then someone's like, whoa, who are you? And then they something like, oh, I've had many names and many people have known me. And
this is just some
like, shut up,
big gold idiot.
That's what they did with Kang, up. And it's insufferable.
I feel like there were some scenes where Warlock was like, I don't even know my own name.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he was just kind of like a newborn. Yeah. Like,
that's like the whole point of Warlock. He's kind of like this neutral character that's kind of an idiot, but he's also like a really intelligent god with all these powers.
I guess he's kind of
an innocent little kid idiot.
In the comics, he was like the guy who like beat Thanos, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know much.
Yeah, he's supposed to be like celestial level.
It's interesting that they were able to beat him in the beginning of the movie.
Sorry, did you have the pouches or no? You didn't have the pouches?
No pouches.
Okay.
Do some push-ups instead.
That's not a bad idea. Not right now, though. Microphone can't reach that far.
I think it could, but might push that table over.
Johnny, you got any more lamps and slaps?
I'm out.
Johnny?
Okay,
and you're looking up in the air, which tells me you didn't make notes.
I did. Look, I watched it in a movie theater.
That was pretty good scatting. You want to hear that again? Is that scat?
No. I guess I have one more lamp.
All right.
I like a good camera zoom in and kind of shaky for comedic effect.
Mm-hmm.
Like when they're in the living space station.
Nowhere.
And And like they're in their security station, and Gamora's like, "I'm gonna shoot you if you don't let us in right now." And then she just straight up shoots her in the leg, and like the camera kind of zooms in, and everybody starts screaming. And yeah. I don't know, I thought that was hilarious.
The girl screaming for getting shot in the leg,
and that girl who got shot in the leg—that was James Gunn's wife.
Yeah, yeah. From
he's putting all his family in.
From what was the show with
Peacemaker?
Peacemaker,
which is weird because they weren't married before the show, then they were married after the show.
Kind of weird.
Kind of weird.
Yeah.
Kind of her boss. Kind of weird. Could be wrong. She's young. He's old. Just saying.
Brian, any more thoughts? One more lamp. So, Living Space Station.
Yep.
I love the banter that Gamora and Peter had with Peter wanting to do the absolute good. Yeah. And then Gamora is like, no, we're going to do whatever it takes.
And we will kill everyone in here if we have
to. And then at the very end, Peter asked the one girl, Yura, to get access so he could go ahead and tell everyone, no, we mean you no harm.
Yeah.
And he's like, nah, I was playing you the whole time.
Yeah.
That was good.
That was good. That was good right there.
I like in this one that like they're all just like they're bad people, which is like the first one started that way, like they're all bad people. And I feel like in the second one, like everybody's kind of acting a little bit more hero-ish.
Yeah, they were going like back and forth and they're now, kind of neutral.
Like the third one, like no, like they're straight up killers. Yeah. They will do what need yeah. I like that. I like that better. I think that's good. I think that's good. And now it's time for the second segment of the show, the segment we like to call Monkey Ape or Severus Snape. What do you think?
I don't remember what this
is. You have to explain this game to me.
What's going on here? Hold on.
What do you mean? We all know this one, don't we?
No.
Well, there's a monkey in the movie, so in the time there's a monkey in the movie, you have to do Monkey Ape or Severus Snape.
All right.
This is where I give you descriptions of either a monkey, an ape, or Severus Snape. And you have to tell me which one's which.
Do we have to buzz in?
You do have to buzz in. So let's go through buzzers. Jonah? Bzz. Jonah's going to do bzz.
I'm not prepared.
Brian's not prepared. Why aren't you prepared,
Brian? I have a little bit more time to normally think about buzzers.
Do the grunt that they do. Gamora and what's her sister's name?
Nebula.
Nebula. Nebula. You do Gamora and you do Nebula.
All
right. No. I'm not doing that one. Is that yours?
Yeah.
You can ask for mine or are you just going to keep staring at your phone?
And Brian, let's hear yours.
Choop, choop.
Choop, choop.
Choop, choop. Choop,
choop. Just need to find it for a second. Lost the dang thing. Wouldn't you believe it?
Should we just move on then?
Did you ever want to have, and then you could, and then, okay, so question.
Yes.
The spaceship that they were flying.
Yeah, that's not the normal one, right?
That's a new spaceship, right?
It's got to be new.
What did I miss?
Did it come from the Christmas special?
Because it might have.
I didn't watch the Christmas special either.
Or one of the Groot shorts that they had.
Oh, maybe.
Because that was another thing that they
did. It was a cool ship.
It was a very cool ship.
Little twirlies.
Yeah, I like how they had two decks, like the main deck and then the upper deck.
Yep.
Which I don't know what the upper deck did besides have people stand up there.
It's the bridge, the upper bridge.
But the captain on the bridge chair was at the bottom.
Yeah, but there's two chairs up there, so they did something.
Okay, and they're a crew of five.
So
there are four chairs down there, two chairs up top. Someone's sitting by themselves.
You don't know that.
And why was the medical bay like so close to the bridge?
It's convenient
in case somebody gets hurt.
Also, why do you need a medical bay when those little pouches obviously just fix everything and everything.
It was really.
Hey, those pouches are just so.
Okay, they were magic.
When he pulled out the pouch the first time, I thought he was pulling out TNT. I'm like, you're going to blow up rockets.
TNT.
Might as well end his suffering.
I couldn't find the Monkey Apes ever Snape notes. I couldn't find those.
So should we resort back to.
So we're going
to
do punch, punch, or punch. If it's not too much, what do you say is such punch? It's part of the show. We have three categories. Punch, who in this movie you're going to punch? Hunch, who in this movie, if you're recruited by the FBI to solve murder, do you bring along with you to solve said murder? And brunch, who do you want to have brunch with? Brian, let's start with you. We never start with you, do we? We never do. We never start. I never started this side of the room.
We should, because alphabetically, Brian.
True.
Well, Even your last name.
Or we just go reverse alphabetically and start with the J's.
John's first.
So, Brian, are you neglecting to go first?
I'm not prepared.
All right, I'm going to give you approximately 30 seconds.
I have my answers.
Now you do have the answers?
I've always had my answers.
You always had the answers. And yet, here you are making all of this hullabaloo. Brian, what is this hullabaloo you're trying to...
We're recording a podcast here.
Are you fomenting insurrection?
Who?
Are you fomenting insurrection? Just say so.
I'm starting a coup.
Ooh, it's a mutiny. Who?
It's a mutiny.
Against who?
Who? Yeah, who would you mutiny?
Yes.
Me?
Absolutely.
Is it me?
What do you think?
Is it Jonah?
I kind of want to have a mutiny against myself.
If we were on a ship, who would mutiny who?
Just the four of us?
I would be one of the first thrown overboard.
Yeah.
And that's not just because of my name.
I would advocate to keep you.
It's not because of my name. It's because you guys would get sick of me.
Oh, Jonah and the whale.
Get it?
I understand
that. Well, first you guys would get annoyed with me. Then I would say that, and you're like, oh, well, now it makes sense.
Well, now it's for comedic effect. We have to
It's biblical. It.
And then we would like plan to fish you back out, but then like you'd probably immediately like sink like a stone.
It's just like a lead ball. Just
like somehow like your body density's off. Like
there's no buoyancy.
No, Jonah would have taken all the money off the ship before we threw him over and
stuffed my pockets with the coins.
As you're walking around, just like shh, the change. John, who are you gonna punch?
I'm gonna punch Yondu.
Really?
I've never liked him.
Just because he didn't like when he said, "Use your heart, boy,"
and then he disappears behind somebody walking by.
I will agree with you there.
Yeah, I've never liked Yondu.
We don't need to bring
him.
I've
never cared for that actor a whole lot. I don't.
Michael
Rooker.
He's good in The Walking Dead. He was good in The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's not particularly.
I don't enjoy him.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. I get it. Jonah, who are you going to punch?
I'm going to punch Gamora.
A lady?
Yes.
Why are you going to punch Gamora, Jonah?
Because she died and she came back and it's kind of weird.
It's Gamora from a different time period, though.
They really made her a Latina in this movie, too.
Sure did.
They did.
They
made her a little bit more like wild.
Yeah.
Which I guess...
Well, I could say...
Which Hispanic? I guess it was
Brian,
was her
Brian, yes exactly
it was her persona it was what her persona was supposed to be in the original movie also
yep
well it was but then she calmed down because she
was supposed to be rambunctious
character.
And everything
and she fell in love
got boring
sometimes the only thing a woman needs is a strong man
you know
to
what
sort
Holly
of
said
path.
Holly said that I thought was funny and she didn't mention it after the movie I'm surprised but I'm gonna steal it from her she says that Drax and Mantis reminds her of Tyler and Iana.
Oh.
Yeah. I see that.
I see that.
I see that.
Yeah.
Just their kind of chemistry in this movie was kind of funny.
Yeah. Iana and Mantis, that is
like the
is
maniac
pretty...
and like kind of level-headed, but she's going along with the maniac.
Yeah, right. And like kind of an airhead.
Yeah.
Ultimately intelligent, but kind of like...
Wait, who?
Ultimately?
Mantis.
Oh, okay. Mantis. I thought you were talking about...
Brian, who are you gonna punch?
Pete Davidson.
What?
Have we seen this movie?
I don't like Pete.
Huh?
Yeah, he was a like quick cameo with some alien that was in the background. Or like
what?
Yeah.
Did he say anything?
What don't you
I
like?
I don't
about
remember
him?
Everything. I just don't like Pete Davidson.
You don't like the fact that he's dating Kim Kardashian?
No, I don't like the fact that he
That's
can,
old news,
can,
right?
He can for somehow pull anyone he wants and he's not attractive.
Pete Davidson?
He's funny.
He's a funny guy.
And we're all funny.
I've watched interviews with Pete Davis and stuff. He's a genuine dude. He seems pretty wholesome for the most part. He's
got
funny.
A nice smile.
I see the appeal in
him. He's tall. He's got a lot of cool tattoos.
Yeah, I agree.
He's got swagger. He's got style. He's got finesse. He's got, what is it?
Hutzpah.
He's got the hutzpah.
I think we're funny, but only to each other.
Yeah.
Not exactly to other
people. I'm funny to everyone. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, buddy.
I make you laugh plenty of times.
I should become a comedian, right? I make my friends laugh.
Sunday afternoon. Dudes.
I'm hanging out with my buddy Tyler. You guys all know Tyler, right?
Yeah, Tyler looking Drax.
I told him to punch a wall and he did.
I always thought that might work for like a comedy thing. If like you, it's like highly specialized, like you're just talking about like your own friends. Like maybe there's an angle.
Maybe
there's
something there.
Well, that's why we're on a podcast, because the whole point of like a podcast is to like rope people in and make you feel like they're a part of the community, but they're not actually. But they think that they're best friends with us. And when we tell our stories to each other.
Right.
To be fair, our listeners are either our friends or family. So it's not exactly working.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Sue. Hi, Marsha. Hi, the Bone Man. The Bone Man listens?
Tony! Yeah,
I know. No, he stops once I start talking.
He listens, but he stops listening when Jonah starts voicing his opinion. He told me that.
I think I turned him off probably early on this movie when I said I didn't like the ending.
Jonah, yeah, is it possible for you to air, for you to publish one podcast with you talking and all of us talking, then one podcast where you don't say anything?
Ooh!
Can you omit yourself and see which one does better?
Experiment. Yeah.
Nah, I don't want to do this. I just become the podcast producer. I don't even get a mic.
Try to pull that up.
Tyler, who are you punching?
I'm gonna punch Thiel. He was the guy who had the thing on his head, and they had to get the thing on his head to get Rocket.
Fat guy.
Didn't like his face. He had a very upsetting face to me,
and an upsetting personality.
Didn't like him.
That's fair. It's a good punch.
John, the FBI comes to your door, they knock on it. You open the door, they say, hi, John. You say, hi, FBI. They say, can we come in? You say, my mom's in the shower right now. And they say, well, we don't mind about that. Then you say, no, I'm not saying like because you're going to mind. I'm saying because I mind. I don't want you anywhere near my mother.
What if she walks out?
Yeah. And then they say, well, again, we don't care. And you're saying, I understand that you don't care. I understand that you don't mind, but I'm saying I mind. And they say, fine. Solve a murder, but you have to bring some Guardians 3. Who is it?
Rocket Raccoon? Rocket, man. He's a loose cannon, and he's smart, man.
He is smart.
Yep.
He fixed that
turtle. And he's that loose cannon.
He is a loose cannon.
Yep.
But you feel like
Rocket cop.
Good cop, Rocket cop. He could tear a guy's face off.
He's done it before.
I like that, when he tore that guy's face off.
Cool. I was going to say Rocket, too, because this movie made him incredibly smart, way more than he has ever been in the MCU.
Ridiculously smart.
He's always been
smart. Rocket's always been smart, but this movie did put him above, like, scientist smart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which I thought he was just, like, mechanically smart. I mean,
he outsmarted a, like, basically God.
He outsmarted the person that made him. Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they want a step above this movie, so that's why I choose Rocket as well.
Rocket as well?
But can we not choose the same character? Can we?
You can.
Okay.
You can. But like, when John's doing his investigation, you're not going to have access to Rocket.
I'll take a nap.
We have to share.
You'll take an app?
A nap.
An appetizer from Chili's?
Take an app and a nap.
Hey, TGI Fridays.
You guys want to go to Rainforest Cafe sometime?
There isn't a close one.
I watched a YouTube documentary.
What about Downtown Disney?
Who traveled the entire country and Canada.
I just watched the same one.
You watched the same one?
It really made me want to go.
It made me not want to go at all.
Oh, man. It had the opposite effect on me.
Tyler, I'm pretty sure the closest one's like 2 hours away.
No more?
It hasn't been there for like...
There's one in the Ontario Mall.
Yeah, that's the closest one.
You're right.
That is far,
Inland Empire area.
It's a long drive. I've done it before.
I'm looking.
It's not worth it for
Jonah's lives.
Ontario Mills, California.
Yeah, we just
saw. Bro, I feel like if you were part of this conversation, you wouldn't have had to look for it.
Why do you always have to check out, Jonah?
Trust but verify.
I've literally been there.
It's about it's only about an hour away right now.
Ooh.
Brian, who are you going to hunt?
Should we end this podcast?
Rainforest Cafe?
So my initial would have been Rocket for the same reasons.
Yep.
However, I did change my decision making on the way here. I was thinking it over.
Oh, he thinks ahead.
I would take Groot.
Ooh.
Kaiju Groot?
Well, when Groot... In the movie Groot, not King Groot at the end. But like in the adult group, I did like, but I don't know what he can do yet. Besides being gigantically intimidating,
you could sit on him. I'm thinking
this movie's Groot, the Groot that we see the entire time.
Yep,
because he is intimidating and he is very resourceful. I think.
Had your guns.
He can drive a spaceship.
You could glide on him.
For all I know, Groot can probably drive an old 97 muscle Mustang.
And he could probably be like...
And talk about family.
You think
he
could open up the door?
I
think he could.
Wait, did you guys like that he said, I love you guys? I hated that part.
I
don't think he was actually saying it. I think that's what they hear. I think
that too, but like...
I think, yeah, we became part of the Guardians.
Yeah, we can understand. Yeah, except because that's what happened with Gamora. Gamora didn't understand what he said because she wasn't...
I thought that's what it was, but I was just kind of like annoyed. I'm like, why? Like, okay, then he never could show up again in the MCU because I feel like... That was it then, but then he showed up at the end credits.
Why can he not show up again?
Because it's like, if you're going to have that, then let that be it.
That's I don't think that was the point of the scene, though.
It really did sound like Vin Diesel when he spoke.
Selling us
whenever I hear I Am Groot, I don't hear Vin Diesel, but that moment there, I'm just like, oh.
That was
what if Groot said, we are family.
I would have actually loved that so much more. I love you, family, or something like that.
I would have liked if they showed Groot driving the spaceship and they would have been playing a song from Fast and the Furious.
Or if he, like, shot out of the spaceship in that car that Vin Diesel drives in Fast and Furious, and it's Groot.
That Paul Walker song starts playing.
Or, like, he rips all his, like, his face off, and it's just Vin Diesel underneath the whole time. Oh. It's just been Vin Diesel.
Honestly, but it's out of shape Vin Diesel.
Yeah,
just,
yeah, he should have come out in a wife beater.
Yeah, yep. That'd be good.
It's
that'd be
jeans.
Good. He's like, I hate The Rock. Yeah. He was my brother.
Yeah.
And I hate him now.
Well, now he's got beef with Jason Momoa because he claims that Jason Momoa stole the show.
Oh, my God.
He was doing too much.
He's like, Jason did too much. He stole the scene.
What are you doing, man?
He ruined the movie.
He was too good of an actor.
He was too good. They should be on me.
He tried too hard.
Vin Diesel.
Does he really have beef?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Vin Diesel's like a petty little man.
That's probably how he makes his money. It's off this beef.
Maybe.
Like doing interviews?
Diesel beef. Diesel beef.
Cooking your beef with Diesel.
I'm gonna hunt with Mantis. She can read minds, you know?
Can she read?
No, she reads emotions.
She can, like, touch people and be like, yeah. Oh, this man is a guilty.
I don't think she sounds like that.
Or she can make him say he's guilty and then you're done.
Well, yeah, she has more of like a French accent, huh?
Yeah.
Now do the accent again, though.
Oh, this man.
We're canceled.
My wife is Asian. Free pass. Free pass.
I have an Asian friend. It's okay.
I have one Asian in my life. Free pass.
I ate Asian food today. It's fine.
And brunch, John. Who are you going to take to brunch?
I'm going to take Adam Warlock's mom.
Aisha.
Yeah.
Because she's beautiful.
Yep.
She's golden.
She's got a lot of red flags, but she's, like, very caring at the same time, though.
And she's quite gold. She's
very gold.
You ever been with a gold chick before, John?
Never.
Me neither.
Never. I've always been silver.
Yeah.
Bronze at best.
Hey, nothing wrong with a bronze, you know what I mean?
I'm going
to
take
what was Holly saying? That we're demeaning to women on this podcast? Here we are just praising them. She might have a point. I don't know.
She might be on to something.
Jonah, are you going to brunch?
I'm going to brunch with Peter Quill's grandpa.
Yeah.
He looks like a good brunch guy.
I just love talking with old people because they just go on and on about
anything. Talking to old people.
Anything and everything, and I love it.
That's what I hate about
it. I love when it's just like one.
My grandpa.
He's a different story,
though. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. He's a special
He doesn't
guy.
Go on and on
He's
enough.
A special man.
He just has those quips that are good.
Yep.
I love the story, and then it leads to a different story, and then a different story. And you ask, like, you know, oh, like, do you like this? And then they're all of a sudden talking about, you know.
Well, back in the war.
Yeah.
And then you're just, like, eating pancakes, taking it all in. Ryan, are you going to brunch?
I'm going to take Cosmo. Not just because the voice actor for Cosmo is, like, you're younger than me.
That's the only reason you're taking Cosmo?
No, I mean, I've... To go out with him. You gotta look her up, John.
I gotta find.
He wants to hang out with a good dog and not pretzel.
I wanna hang out with a good dog.
Not pretzel.
Cosmo would protect me. Not
Mariah Cosmo. Baklava.
Baklava.
Oh, isn't that
a pastry?
Oh, she's cute.
She's Bulgarian. That's what the accent is.
Baklava. Isn't that?
Is it Bulgaria where World War I started?
It's a type of cake, I believe.
Yeah. June 4th, 1996.
She looks Bulgarian.
She does look Bulgarian. I don't know.
Exactly a year younger than Brian.
Year younger, exactly.
But mainly because good dog.
Good dog.
Good dog.
I'm going to take the High Evolutionary because I really liked his anti-gravity suit. And maybe if I had brunch with him, I could like persuade him to get me an anti-gravity suit. Because, I don't know, maybe it's silly, but ever since I was a little boy, I just wanted the power and ability to sort of control and... escape the laws of gravity, as it were.
You never believed that they're real.
I still don't believe in gravity. I still don't believe in it. I have my
reasons.
It's
a law, but it's not like something.
There's nothing physical behind gravity.
I don't know.
So it's not a force. It's just
no. It is a force.
Things tend to behave in a certain way, but it's not because there's some force called gravity.
Tyler, the High Evolutionary did not have any sharp people with him.
What is he on about?
Gravity
is a proven thing.
Is the name for force.
No.
It's the name for how one we can get into object is attached to the bigger object.
We can get into it on the aftercast. I have a legitimate reason why I don't believe in gravity.
Oh, I watched the YouTube video. No. He's getting his information. Who's the? He was Rhodes originally. Now he's got his own math.
Terrenceology.
Well, one times one cannot be one, John. It makes no sense. Terrence has found this. Terrence is a wise man, a good man.
I need more Skittles.
Are we done? Trivia?
And now it's time for the final segment of the show, the segment Jonah loves the most.
If I rearrange the office in here, maybe we could get some podiums with some buzzers.
Ooh, that'd be good.
Yeah.
I still think the shot collars that we attach to Tyler, and then whichever one he feels first, that's who he calls.
One on his neck, one on his arm, and one on his leg.
Exactly.
I want to be neck because I was buzzing first.
I'll stop doing trivia, Jonah. And there will be no one to ask you questions.
We'll replace Tyler with AI.
So
we should get dog collars, and then whoever speaks over a certain volume gets shocked. Keep us all in a nice level tone.
It's just going to be me getting shocked constantly.
I mean, yeah, but it'll be funny.
Say his really low too, so he's like, hey.
Right now we'll be laughing. John gets shocked every once in a while, and Tyler's in pain the whole podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to
ASMR podcast.
Now, do you feel that slight breeze over your left ear? Isn't that so good?
I feel like I'm just listening to NPR.
And coming up later, we have Gorgon Zola.
Gorgon.
The best name I can think of was Gorgonzola.
Gorgonzola?
Isn't that a pasta?
No, it's a type of cheese. Cheese.
Gorgon, welcome to the program.
All right, so this time trivia, I asked Jonah, Johnny, and Brian six questions about the movie, but I've realized that there's a slight flaw with the game. Some questions are harder than other questions.
Really?
That's
You haven't noticed that before.
I mean, that's how it's supposed to be, though.
That's how it's supposed to be.
It is how it's supposed to be, but surely if you answer a harder question,
had a dream
you deserve more
that all
points.
Questions what's the, should be treated equally? What's the dream?
I had a dream... that all questions be graded equally.
There you go.
That make it Creole.
I
don't know about that.
Yo, come on down here. I had a dream. Oh, same.
So what was your solution here to make it equal?
Oh, yeah.
Make it a gospel church.
And Jesus. Friends, he wants to be inside of you. The devil does too, and you have to say no to the devil. Push him away. Get him out of your way. Get out of his way. Get out of his sight.
But make it related to the questions.
Uh-oh. And make it right.
Get a sweat rag now.
Yep.
So, as I see it, if a question is easy, it's worth 1 point. If a question is slightly more difficult, it's 2. The question's really hard, though. Like, a question that, like, I had to do research to even find the answer? That's a three-banger. Mm-hmm. That's a three-banger.
How about,
I like this. I
how
like
about
this.
Anytime Jonah answers a question, it's 1 point. But anytime John or Brian answers the question, it's 3.
That's not bad
Can
either.
Can you assign the pointage after somebody's answered it?
They're all pre-appointed.
Okay.
But only you know the point.
Are you going to say?
I will say.
The value before you ask?
I will say.
Okay.
So if it's valuable question, you can always sit it out. Like, okay, not too valuable.
Yep.
All right, first question. This one's worth 1 point. What were the names of Rocket?
Wait, buzzers.
We already went over buzzers.
Oh, yeah.
Jonah? Bzz. Johnny?
Ugh.
Ryan?
Chip, chip.
Chip, chip. What Bzz. Was it? Jonah?
Lila, Floor, and Teese.
Teese?
Teese.
Ugh.
Wait, he hasn't said if it's wrong or right.
Lila, Floor, and Teeths.
Teeths?
He changed it. He changed it.
Still wrong. Still wrong.
Chip, chip.
I went, ugh.
But
first.
You didn't.
I went, ugh,
you have first. To, yeah, you have to do it when he says it's wrong.
Lila, Floor, Rocket, Teeths.
Teeths?
Teeths. Teeths.
With an F?
F.
Johnny's correct.
Come on.
It's Teefs.
It's Teefs.
I said Teefs.
You said
no,
Teefs.
No, you didn't.
I have a lisp.
Jonah.
I have a speech impediment.
He had the lips. That's why he said it wrong.
He had a lips.
He had no lips. That was a problem.
All right, that's 1 point for Jenny.
Wait, but John said Rocket, and you said his friends.
Rocket wasn't part of
the whole
friends.
Group.
It's a whole group.
What was the question? What was the question?
What were the names of Rocket's three scary friends?
Oh, John gave you Rocket.
I gave him extra.
I didn't even finish the question because you interrupted. So because of you, now everyone else suffers.
That makes no sense.
So I only get half the question. But then they could, if they don't buzz in, they could get the rest of the question.
I would have asked.
He buzzed in.
I would have asked for the whole question.
But he didn't get the whole question.
I got the whole question and then some.
If you go on a test and say what's 5 + 5 and you put it's 10 and 11, you get the question wrong.
But if you say, like, what's the answer to this division problem, and it's like 6.666, and then you did repeating, that's correct. But if you do all the digits all the way down, that's just more. That's more.
It's not repeating. He's putting
more bang for your buck.
If you put four answers to a question that has three answers, you get the question wrong because you're adding too many answers.
Well, obviously, he knows.
If I went ahead and said all of the Guardians' names, if I named every character in this movie, would I have gotten that question right?
Now, Brian, do you think Rocket thinks that Rocket is his friend? Is Rocket one of Rocket's friends?
No. He hates himself.
Throughout the whole movie, he hates himself.
Mantis says that Drax is the only one that doesn't hate himself?
Yeah, because Drax doesn't understand what it means.
Yeah.
So Rocket does not like himself.
Yeah.
He hates that. He thinks he got his friends killed.
Rocket likes rockets, therefore he likes Rocket.
Rocket wasn't one of his friends.
I'm asking for the names. You got the names wrong. He got the names right. What do you want?
I want Brian to get the answer.
Next question. This one's worth two.
Ooh.
Two banger. What was the name of the company led by the High Evolutionary? Jonah.
Oracle?
No.
Ugh.
Johnny.
Oglethorpe.
Very close. Incorrect. Brian.
Choop choop.
What do you got?
Ooh. Ooh, I know it.
Orgolo?
Ugh.
Orgolo is very close. Johnny.
You can't get multiple.
Oglethorpe.
Oglethorpe is very close.
Oh,
Jonah. I knew nobody was going to get it again.
Oglethorpe.
What?
Sorry?
Oglethorpe?
Oglethorpe. I can't even say it.
Oglethorpe?
I said Oglethorpe already.
No, I said Oglethorpe.
Tube.
Brian.
OrganCorp.
Very
just
close.
What is it?
You're getting so close.
Well, we've all answered twice, so we're not going to get it.
OrgoCorp. Nobody quite got there.
I think I'm confusing work with this movie.
Do you lower with OrgoCorp?
No.
I think you said Oracle first.
I said Oracle first, which is the company.
That's sweet Oracle.
Next question. This one's worth.
Listen to our sponsor, Oracle.
hey, shout out to our sponsor.
Mamunsarwar
440 at youtube.com. You may or may not have videos of seagulls in the sand.
There's no videos of seagulls.
Or there's only videos of seagulls.
We don't know.
We're too scared. It's like Schrodinger's cat.
Yep. Schrodinger's seagull. We'll never know.
Next question. This one's worth two. What color was Drax's spacesuit? Jonah.
Red.
Red is correct, Jonah. Well done.
You didn't see how many points that was.
He said two. He's a two. Oh.
That was a two?
That should have been one.
I know. Well, that should have been one.
How is that a two?
I felt like it wasn't going to be that memorable because they're all at different colors.
They have like a 5-minute dialogue about how it's going to clash with his eyes.
And it's so funny because he's red all over.
And then he even mentions it when he has the suit off. He's like, didn't you see?
I agree. That one should be a red, or it should be 1 point. Right. Everyone knew it was red.
Right. It's 1 point.
I'll take the two, though.
No.
Yeah, too late. You had to open your big, stupid mouth, didn't you, Jonah? In fact, this one's worth no points. How about that? Does that make it happier for you? Since it came up with such a terrible question.
I said that I would agree it's worth one because it was so easy.
Outrageous. Well, it's one. It's one now. So
okay.
Good.
I'm still confident that I'll win.
Are you?
No.
Also, I saw this movie like a month ago, so I had to make all these memories. Oh, these notes from memory.
Was it even out a month ago?
Yeah, it was.
Oh.
Yes. There's barely theaters that are showing it now.
Oh, bad convenient.
Don't get me started.
I did have to look at two theaters to find the town we wanted.
Really?
Yeah, I tried to do the AMC and it was...
getting down to the nitty gritty. Yep. Next question. This one's worth three. Three. What was Peter's grandfather's name? Jonah.
Peter's grandfather's name was...
He doesn't know it. Every time he starts with the question, he doesn't know
he's
it.
He's hoping that
he's going to jog his memory.
No, I'm just trying to answer your question in a way that is complete.
Five, four... Three.
William two. Quill.
William Quill. No. Johnny.
Grandpa.
Grandpa, no. Brian.
Tube Tube.
Yes.
I'm going to go with Anthony.
Incorrect. Incorrect.
Was Anthony a big name back in the grandpa days?
I used to work with a guy named Anthony. He was like in his 60s.
Oh, okay. All right.
Called him Tony.
Oh, it's Tony.
Yeah. Tony. Tony Knutson. Yeah.
You mentioned that name before.
Such a New York name.
It's a very like memorable name. Very memorable name.
Oh yeah, I have no idea.
You have no idea? Anybody want to wager one more guess? Jonah.
I'm gonna guess.
Give you a hint. Red Power Ranger.
I wasn't allowed to watch Power Rangers. What is a Red Power Ranger Quill?
Sorry,
Red Power Ranger Quill.
Or Gold Power Ranger.
Johnny.
Peter Quill.
Peter Quill is incorrect. Brian,
choop, choop.
Final guess.
Steve.
Steve is incorrect. Your answer is Jason.
Oh. Jason.
Jason Quill.
Oh, had you said like Robin, I would have gotten the answer.
Red Power Ranger's name was Jason.
I know, but I don't remember the names of the Power Rangers.
John watched Power Rangers. You should know.
Go, go, Power Rangers.
I watched that one movie a couple times, and that was about it.
Okay.
But you're right. Jason was his name.
I still don't know why I wasn't allowed to watch Power Rangers, but.
The devil, Jonah.
Fine. Same reason I couldn't watch Pokemon, bud.
I wasn't allowed to watch Pokemon either.
Yeah. Well, it's of the devil.
Yeah.
Means Pocket Monster. Remember the seizures from Pokemon?
Never
aired. That would have been a more logical reason to not watch it. Yeah. But no, it was because it was translated to Pocket Monsters.
And those are bad.
Is you that really why?
You can't have that. You can't do that. You really think God's going to let you into the pearly gates when you're walking to a show called Look, Pocket Monsters?
I'm pretty sure.
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure the reason was because, you know, evolution.
That was another part of it.
But why Power Rangers?
Violent.
Violence.
They evolve their little and spaceships. And
giant monsters spaceship. Being spawned in by demons, basically.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not... It's no go.
I mean, doesn't track, but it's fine. With what else I was allowed to watch, but okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, I was, yeah. Same. Next one. This one's worth three.
Ooh.
This one's a little bit more subjective. A little bit more subjective. Oh. See if you can pick my brain and figure me out. Which Groot is best? Jonah. Which Groot is the best Groot of all the Groots we've seen?
I don't know why I answer these first, especially when it's subjective, because right. I'm always wrong.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this Groot is the best one.
This one.
Kaiju Groot. And
Hold on, how many Groots are you saying? It's one Groot.
No, it's from each movie. There's three.
The Groot.
Well, there's two Groots in this movie. There's the short, adult Groot and then King Groot.
Short buff Groot, you're going to say?
Yes.
Wrong.
He wasn't very short, though.
Oh, no, he was like 6'2".
Wait until you hear everyone's
answer. Not as tall as he used to be. No, I have the answer already. Oh, okay. I already have the answer.
I'm going to go...
Yeah.
I'm going to go with little baby Groot. Because he's running around, he's all like little cute and stuff, but he's still actively doing things. Like, you know, when the big war is happening outside, is it the second movie? And he's inside with the bomb and he's doing all sorts of things. And he looks adorable. That was pretty funny.
It is funny. That is funny.
And he does his little dance.
He's not the best Groot, John. I'm sorry.
Choop, choop.
I'm sorry, Brian.
Angsty teenager Groot.
No, dead wrong.
He gave Thor his axe.
Giant Groot. The big one at the end. The huge one. The scary one. He was huge. He's big as a house. That's the best Groot because he's the biggest.
As big as a boulder.
He's the biggest, so he's the best.
I like that.
Do you agree with that or just me?
I mean, I don't really have a preference, so I'm fine with that.
I feel like I felt very strongly in the theater when I saw the giant Groot. It was very visceral for me. I was like, that is...
I liked, like, you know, he was there the whole time and didn't know it. And then they're like, come on, Groot. And he stands up. You're like, whoa!
Honestly, until you guys mentioned something, I didn't know that he was bigger than normal.
Oh.
Yeah. I just thought, like, oh, yeah, there's Groot. He was just being a rock.
And, there he is.
Did he watch the movie?
Did you bring a water bottle with you to theater by any chance?
Nope.
You didn't bring a water bottle?
He was stone cold. Well, he was really sober at the theater. He wasn't actively drinking, so...
I don't know. Like, he's tall usually, so...
That tall?
I didn't really like...
What's wrong with you?
We were getting up to leave for the movie at that point.
What's the matter with you?
I'm not that observant.
At least you're honest about it. Next question. This one's worth two.
Got what you needed, John?
You know, it wouldn't be a problem if we didn't draw attention to anytime someone does something other than pay attention.
That's where the dead air shows up.
What color was Gamora's spacesuit?
Jonah.
Blue.
Blue is correct.
That was 2 points?
That should be 1 point.
2 points.
Why
are they the suit ones?
Those are the easiest.
Our next question, what color was Peter's suit?
Yellow.
Johnny.
Orange.
Orange is incorrect.
Yellow.
Jonah. Yeah.
I even tried to give you an unfair advantage.
Yeah, I was answering.
Well, Jonah's really racking up the points right now.
You know what we should do is all face the wall when we record instead of each other.
Oh, but the entire episode.
Yeah. Just like.
Man, that's going to be hard for me to do.
I mean, honestly, if you guys face the wall, I don't have to look at you guys, so it's fine.
But you can't face Tyler.
What color is Mantis's suit? Bzz. Jonah?
Mantis's suit was.
There.
Mantis' suit was.
We should put a timer.
Three,
also.
Two, one.
Orange.
Choo-choo. Orange is correct. What color was Nebula's suit?
It was green.
Johnny?
Green.
Okay. Green is correct. Jonah, how'd you remember all these?
Because I remember that they were all.
You're not observant, but you remembered every single
because
color.
It bugged me because they were all the wrong color. Is Gamora should have been green, and then Nebula should have been blue, Mantis should have been yellow. Drax was red, which was right, and then Peter Quill should have been
orange. He was orange.
No, he should have been. He was yellow. He was orange. He should have been orange.
Oh yeah.
So it bugged me that they were all off by like one, except for Drax.
Jonah wins.
Which is actually funny because their suit comms, they said they were all off except for like one.
Yeah, it was literally only the one that talked to Gamora that was off.
So interesting. It's funny. Interesting. Should we end the podcast there? Rate the movie.
Let's rate this thing.
1 to 300. Abused animals?
I mean, there was a lot of animals.
We could go baby raccoons.
1 to 300.
1 to 300 mutilated otters?
Okay.
I mean, there was only one, but. All right. 1 to 300 mutilated otters. Tyler?
I'm going to have to give it 300.
Why?
Volume 3.
I loved it. I loved it.
I thought it was great. Yeah.
It was a great one.
John, what are you going to give it?
I'm going to give it a 299.
299.
Nice.
I'm gonna give this movie a 174.
Boo!
Brian?
247.
247. Divided by 4. Average of 255.
Wow, 255, folks.
That's a pretty good score.
That's a good movie.
Did it?
Yeah, it's a decent score.
Yeah, I would say it actually does deserve a 255.
Yeah. It's around there.
I still don't have any faith in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but
oh no, the universe is dead.
This movie was a great.
This is the end of the cinematic.
Are we going to go see the Captain Marvel movie? No, this movie was fine.
Yep.
All right, that's the podcast. If you want to listen to more of us, we are on Patreon. Just go to flickface.com. You can find all the links there. $2 a month gets you a extra episode every single month.
Great talks every time.
Yep.
There's something.
The gloves are off.
There's something.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yep. Thing in my eye.
John, you have anything else you want to add?
I had my eye earlier.
Really?
Yep. No.
Brian?
Hello, moron.
Hello, morons.
Tyler.
Orgo Corp.